Welcome to the Pet Life Podcast. As always, I am Patrick, and today I have with me Mr. Dr. Tommy John.
Go Mr. It's Mr. I like that better.
Mr. John? Yeah. Do you prefer TJ, Dr. John, you know, so I'm not...
Never Dr. John. Just like, and I actually burned my degrees the other day, which you might have seen.
I did see that.
I'm looking to just dropping all titles. I'm like human. Cool. Human, yeah. But TJ's like just kind of flows. It's all good. It's whatever awesome. You're feeling, man.
Perfect, yeah. Man. Well, you know, my name is Patrick. So I've got people like, do you prefer Pat, Patrick? So
right.
Like, whatever, just whatever flows off the tongue, man.
Right.
But yeah. So anyway, for those who don't know, TJ. TJ is a chiropractor, correct? Okay. So, but he's also, you know, working his butt off to be on the front lines, spreading the good message. A lot of those who do listen, who know what we're talking about, that's you already know what we're talking about, but I'll let him describe further just a little bit about his specific practice and, you know, his life. So if you want to take the wheel here.
Yeah, man. So my specialty, like where it's in soft tissue injuries. So really anything where the physical body has been damaged, I help people get themselves back in a position to heal themselves greater than where they were before. Now, what I've noticed in over 20 years of practice is that, like, even just take a rolled ankle, like, it's not a collective of exercises that every rolled ankle gets when they come in. Each person has a story. Each person has a unique nature as to what led to that and then what's going to lead to their healing. Ultimately, we have to bring in the spiritual, the emotional, intellectual, mental. We have to look at nourishment, their relationships. We have to look at how often they're outside, how much they're behind a phone, what their past injury list was like, if they're on medications, if they were vaccinated, what their parents are like, I mean, there's so much going on with that, that you really can't be in health and not look at the whole. And if you're not, you need to leave. I say you need to sell paper or sell cable boxes, because the profession doesn't need you. And so for 21 years, I've realized I know nothing. Each time somebody comes in, they're a different person.
Of course.
I don't take notes, because why the hell would I do that? They aren't who they were the last time. And it's just one of those things that me becoming a student and realizing I don't know anything, and I'm right in line with everyone else, and where there's no tears with people, I'm just a facilitator and empower. That's why I'm not a doctor. Did I go to chiropractic school? Sure. It was an absolute joke, but call me a chiropractor. I'm literally just a health facilitator. That's all I do. And so that's my practice that I run. But it's literally just trying to get people to take their power back and not need me. And that's where we should be, is you don't need as much help. You got this. And so that's my big, big mission, is to try to put the power back into the hands of the human to be able to regenerate, reclaim their lives, and heal from any trauma that we ever experience ever.
Yeah, man, dude. And that resonates so much with me, because it's my journey as a personal trainer for 10 years now. It's the same thing, is I've learned I know nothing. And it wasn't... And it's not because we're dumb or saying we're stupid. It's because we're opening our mind to knowing that I have so much more potential in what I'm doing in being a facilitator, that I need to recognize that and allowing that space, that abundance then to flow through you. Because as you said, the spiritual, the emotional, the mental, the physical, but then it's the relationships with other things and people and the sun. And this is what resonates, as I said, so much with me and what you're doing, is because how you're speaking or all the things that I've been thinking for so long, it's just not knowing until the last 3 years, basically, of like, this is that journey. And in my job with personal training, it's some similarities in the sense of understanding the body, how people move. But as you said, I was getting in so much trouble when I worked at a big gym, is because I wouldn't do these programs necessarily the way they wanted me to do it. I knew what our progressions was. But I would tell people all the time, you know, and my bosses were cool, but they'd be like, hey, you got to do it. And I was like, how can I approach this where I'm spending more time looking at this iPad than looking at them? I'm not invested, and they feel my energy. I can tell them all the things to do, but the minute this gets deterred because of whatever's happening in front of me, well, then what do I do with this? I put it down, and I'm spending more time on this thing rather than reflecting on what was that experience like? Was I present? Did I miss anything? Rather than being like, they said shoulder hurt. Well, what were they doing? Yeah. Where was their arm in space? What was their facial expression? So these are things that I totally resonate with. And that's why I wanted to bring you on, because of all the other things that I know you've been talking about, but yeah, this yeah. comes full circle. And it, as you say, and you say it all the time, is you heal you. And that for me is powerful. And I think a lot of people that agree with us understand that. But I ask you, this is kind of a loaded question, and I want to get into it. Why do you think, from your point of view, a lot of people don't want to take that phrase or that sentence and let that ingest that?
It's amazing, because you would think that it would be this very empowering, almost like a secret holy grail. Like, wait, I can heal myself? Yeah. Like, isn't that cool? I mean, it gives me goosebumps, you know? And it's just kind of the programming that's happened over the last, what they tell me, 40 or 50 years. I only have access to 20 years, mm-hmm. you know, of me being observant of it. But we've outsourced. We've outsourced self. Right. We've outsourced who we are to everything. We've outsourced who we are to our kids or our husband. Mm-hmm. We've outsourced who we are to some company, some title in the company, to an income level. We've outsourced it to a political party. We've outsourced it to a doctor, to an essential oils group. I mean, literally, we don't know. We have no identity. And the second we accept that the possibility that we have the accountability and responsibility to do so, then we are literally, we're taking it on, that it's on us. And that's a lot. So I said, like, what is it? I'm a Marvel, but it's like, is it Spider-Man? Like, with this power comes great responsibility, right? Like,
right.
Yeah. So, totally. But nobody wants that, you know? And it's, again, imagine, and you know this, imagine everything you read, see, like, hear, touch, like absorb, is putting that in your head that you're not enough,
yeah,
that you're not enough to know self, that you, I mean, imagine that. And then we right. spout off and like, oh, you heal you. What? Like, everybody's going to be like, no. I mean, it's just this frequency change. Like, what did I just do to you? I'm just putting it back on you. Nobody wants it, because of just where the programming is. And what you said, I want to touch back on it.
Yeah.
People would consider you like, oh, a lowly trainer, you know, like a personal trainer. And so you're literally making these connections. This is why the medical model fails, is exactly what you're talking about, where everyone's worried about the algorithm or the statistics or the labels in the computer, mm-hmm. not the person. It's exactly what's happening. And it's happening in naturopathy as well. Naturopaths, chiropractors, DOs, it doesn't matter. The whole system is doing what you just saw, but you're a lowly trainer.
Right.
Well, it's all over the place. It's even happening in sports. Baseball's my sport. Okay, I don't watch sports anymore, because sports are just an absolute disaster now for what they stand for. But baseball, reduce it down to the reading on a gun, a radar gun, or reduce it down to the what do they call them? What the hell are baseball, Camden? When they measure the baseball stuff, the spin of the ball and like all that crap.
Velocity?
Metrics. It's like the metrics. It's like metrics ball. And so you're measuring people by metrics. You're not going to the human spirit. You're not going to the story of the person anymore. It's across all, it's in religions, it's in schools, it's in law, it is across the board. Agriculture, it's everything it is to not be a human. And you just said, you're just like, I'm going to speak to the human as if they're a human. I'm going to connect to them as a human. And I'm going to do what my gift is on this earth, which is what, and you're just discovering this, right. All of it. That's why I say all systems need to crash. They all need to crash, because they can't sustain humanity with the way we're headed. And we're just talking about entertainment, sports, medicine, agriculture, science, health, law, spirituality, school. I mean, all of it. So very powerful what you said, and very exciting that you're thinking this way, because you know 99% of the other quote unquote trainers in there are not right. either, maybe not convicted enough to stand up, or just have no idea that that's even what they want to do.
Absolutely, man. And that's one of the biggest things that in my circle of friends or people that I was acquaintances or colleagues with, some of them I'm still pretty close with, but obviously this experience has led people in different directions, so, you know, and I'm cool with that. But one of the things that I found interesting is, and just this is my logical thinking, is we've been, as trainers, we in a mindset, or anyone trying to be part of the facilitating community and mentoring of some capacity, it's our responsibility to go, I want to do whatever I can to help you see your potential. Mm-hmm. And then I'm saying, and part of probably why I've left as well, is going, I can't run my business, which is all around the breath and learning how to help people be present, if you're telling me to cover people's faces because of my recommendation. I go, yeah. If they choose to do that, that's their thing, but I can't, that's it. That's the hypocrisy in what I do. I can't fathom saying that, because that doesn't mean that I'm not true to myself. I'm not being true to this moment. And I know with your job, you do the way you're doing it, but you know what I do kind of want to ask in that regard is where you are and the people that are coming through your door, how do you approach it with them? I guess let's just, because people want to always get help from advice from chiropractors, trainers, like how do you take someone in and what is just some simple approaches that you start to go, you know what, here's how we'll start this journey.
As far as healing goes or like basic?
Just more of like in the sense case. Of you heal you mentality.
Any case. Yeah. Okay. So it starts on the phone call. It starts with taking in the way they speak. Mm-hmm. If the first question is how much does it cost? Are they going to be willing to invest money or time? You know, if they're looking to outsource it to do take insurance, I don't. I mean, so there's some things in the exchange. Right. And then how I kind of treat that. So you can pick up stuff right away. When they come in from their car, you can observe them walking from their car. Mm-hmm. You can pick up body language. And if it's a family, or even if the family shows up together, the best patients are the one where the one comes in with the whole family. Because the whole family wants to know. They're all like eager to get behind this whole thing. That's like, dude, those cases, it's like that. I mean, it is like so exciting for you and I, because it's like, that's how it is. And if that was the case, we wouldn't need to hold shop. We could literally just like, you know, walk down the street, make a suggestion, poof, and they're off. You know, we don't even have to do this. And in which case I'd just be a farmer.
Yes.
But I'll literally sit with them and I just listen to their story. I'll sit and I have couches in my office. Looks like a living room. And there's running water in the office. You've seen it. Like it's got a different vibe, man. And we'll just sit and listen. And I just listen to what they're holding on to.
Right.
They love telling me the practitioners they've been with. They love telling me the things they've done and, you know, the modalities and all the things they've tried. They're so proud of that because it's their identity. Yeah. And they love to. You know, they love the proof in the imaging of the thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like they just love to justify their, and I'm like, I didn't even catch your name, you know, the first, but you just started listing all these identifying factors that aren't you. So that's what I need them to understand right off the shoot. And sometimes I'm more delicate, sometimes not, because I might not have you pass the first visit and I got to make it all laid out there.
Yeah.
Because everything that you just listed, everything you just said, and this is how I've learned, I didn't learn shit in school, you know this, and I don't really read much about theory. I go to experience and then everyone tells me that what I'm doing is what they're reading. I'm like, okay, like, isn't that how it always is? You know, like, that's fine. Get an idea, but you got to like put it into experience in yourself first and then max it out and learn. So what I find is there was a lot of people suffering and not healing completely on their own. And I just got lists of what they were doing. If we just did the opposite, it should be pretty good. Like we should be sitting pretty well if I just took that logic. So I did. And that's how I've like formed I wrote a book on this. Everyone's like, how'd you know? I'm like, you just do the opposite of what's not working. I mean, it's not like brilliance, but that's some sort of brilliance, is that I did that or had the faith to do that. I'm like, it's not freaking working. Just let's do the opposite. You've immobilized, you've taken drugs, you've iced, you've done stretching, you've done all these jogging, all this stuff. And we're going to do the opposite. Holy crap. The human loves it. Oh my God. And now everyone's written a book on it. So I let them know right away that what we're about to do they need to let go of their old self and they need to rewrite a new program because they cannot heal in the same, they can't be the same person and heal. Like you absolutely have to change all that is their story.
Yeah.
And that's scary, you know, to a lot of people, but yeah. That's where I'm like, I'm here. I'm right here with you, but I'm going to be slightly behind you and off to the side. But guess what? I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. You know, like I'm doing the exact same thing. And I think that that honesty, I said that I need them to trust me so that they trust themselves. It's literally just getting them back into self and them rediscovering self by breaking those old programs and patterns. And then understanding that it's going to be a massive amount of work. But that's the beauty. That's the journey. That's the experience.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, you do it this way because you love it. I'm like, no. I love the experience of it.
Right.
I love, like, I have a training video I'm about to post. It's going to upset some people. It's about 16 minutes long, but I move to explore and I move to go. So my spirit can go places, you know? Yeah. So I prepare it. So it has no problem going to the side of a mountain to be naked for 6 hours. You know what I mean? Yeah. But to get there, I got to be able and I got to be nourished and I got to be healed and I got to be damned to the level of, that's why I do what I do, because I love the experience so much. And when I eat food and I consume it, I'm like looking at it, I'm loving it. It's the sun, I'm doing it. People I'm hanging out with, all these things. So that's step one, is trying to get them to drop, at least acknowledge that what they were doing wasn't working, because unless they're willing to let that go, there's nothing we can do. I'll just be another person, and I can't be. So,
dude, I couldn't agree more. And the reason why I asked that is because, you know, we live obviously in a society now where it's like, you know, please don't change my mind. Stop telling, you know, I don't want you to change my mind. I want to be this way. The stuff that you might be talking about is too woo-woo out there for me, or you're a conspiracy theorist. You're this, you're that, all that shit. And so be it. But I go, okay, well, my job, regardless of what your name calling me or what you might think of me, I am still staying true to the honor that I've put out in the world. And what I've destined myself to do is, well, in my opinion, what God has given me is to go, you're out there to help people and you're going to hit some hardships. And what I'm getting at is with our jobs and yours more specifically is going, well, how do we help people make sense of what you just said? And it's simple of going, well, a lot of these people know is the material body. That's all they care about. It's with the fancy cars, the way they look, you know, what they're eating, you know, all this stuff. And and so it's going, okay, well, let's address it this way. Let's start with that in the sense of, all right, you're going to a trainer or you're going to a chiropractor so you can look good in that short in your swimsuit. And then it's allowing these things to then naturally transcend of going, well, why were you so up here? I noticed your one shoulder was like this. Is there something going on? You know what I mean? Like those types of things you said of when they're walking in, because my belief is allowing people to go, oh, this person is still trying to help me or be there facilitating my journey or just learning from it. Because that's a big thing that I think you've experienced much more than I have, is people go, you know, screw you, man. You don't know stuff. You're not a doctor, which I loved your response to that one. And that's what's so fascinating is, as much as someone doesn't agree, maybe with your point of view, it's how they respond and they don't see bigger picture of like, this person's really trying to help me.
Yeah.
Into the same side as into the other side, there are people in all fields that I believe in their mind truly are still trying to help, but with what knowledge?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So I loved how you approach it. I definitely agree with a lot of it. Is there anything you wanted to add to it, or?
No, I think because people will literally ask me questions because I have the two letters in front of my name, but I say I know less now than I did when I was just a performer. Like I'm not, you're drawn to me because of my massive experience in self, my conviction in self, my unwavering explanation of how self heals, because I've pushed myself to these limits in everything to know this is it. And I will speak and look dead in the eye to those who are doubting. Like, how do you not waver? Because literally imagine like somebody's going to point at your pointer finger and go, that's not real. And you're like,
right.
what? And every reason in the world to say, this right here is mine. And you explain it on all these levels. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the certainty I'm talking about. And that's right. Why a cat is existing, or why the ocean mm-hmm. flows, or why the moon and the sun. Like, there's no, and that's my biggest defender. Everyone's like, oh, you're getting triggered. I don't have a system that you'll ever attack to where I would get triggered. But here's what I will pop off and kind of get. If somebody attacks the human spirit, if somebody were to ever go on your thing and be like, you can't heal, blah, 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 I'll pop in. I'm not defending you. I'm right. defending your ability to heal, meaning right. this great. And that's what I really, truly, I'm like, whoa, whoa, what the hell did you just say? Like, it's almost like you insulted my parents. I would have more of a response to the power that we have to heal than right. you insulting like my dad or mom. I mean, right. literally, like, that's my biggest thing. And I think that's what we're like defending here. However we go about it, I'm just like such a advocate for, you know, I'm a medical activist, medical freedom activist. I'm just like a promoter of human,
right?
You know, like, that's all.
But this is what's so intriguing and so just beautiful about it is when you yourself, myself, a lot of us in this type of community have experienced, as you said, experience what the potentials of man and woman can be. You then go, holy shit.
Yep.
Why don't we talk more about this? And obviously when you start leading into, you start to see why. And like anything else, you being that you're a facilitator, you're a mentor, it's yeah. hard for you a lot of times for us to sit by the wayside and say, no, you know, you don't have that potential. You don't yeah. have, you know what I mean? Oh, it's in someone else's hands. And that's hard. It really is hard. And I think it's part of not trying to be a savior by any means. That's nowhere where it is, but it's, as you said, it's just trying to bring awareness to someone's ability to go, you heal you, man.
That's it.
And I'll take it even a step further. I know you're into like movies and entertainment.
Hell yeah.
We go and see, and this is because I also make films. I'm a film creator. And
oh, nice.
Yeah. So I do a lot of script writing. I'm actually working with some guys working a film very similar to a lot of this world we're talking about now.
Nice.
And so, for me, I always think about the box offices. I look at funding and knowing how to actually pitch your idea, the logistics behind it. So when I look at a movie, I go, okay, well, what's this movie? What are movies like it? What did they gross at the box office in comparison to the movie you're making, right? This is how you pitch it. And when you start to see how much money these movies make, and you're just hitting the top 10 sometimes, you're not even going into the other ones, you're going, when you look at the bigger picture and knowing what the story was trying to tell you or what gems were in there, and that every single person is connecting with that clearly, because when you see, I saw it 5 times, I saw it 3 times, something's connecting with the person. And as much as it's just seeing the flashy lights and the action, there's the story underneath it, and it's that human potential. How do I know that? Look at all the superhero movies, how much money they've all made, insane amount of money. And when you see people
yeah.
wearing their memorabilia, literally giving yeah. them their resonance, is saying, okay, I want to be like them. Or super, you know, sports yeah. athletes, same thing. I want to be like, yeah. I'm going to wear their jersey. I want to have that aura around me.
Yeah.
And what we're saying to some degree is, okay, you're not going to be Derek Jeter. You're not going to be Thor, but you have a potential that you are, that's what's driving you. And as you said earlier, it's that inability to then go that extra step to go, let's tap into it. Some people don't know how to do it. Some people, what I'm trying to do with my job is help people go, well, how do I at least facilitate that? And all I know is the experiences I've done for myself.
Yeah.
And I know that, oh, that's what that feels like. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
That was no, I love it, man. That's huge. I want to quote you on that because that's powerful. I haven't said that eloquently, and it was beautiful. I was at this really shithole party in Beverly Hills with this girl I was dating, and it was just like, what am I doing here? And it was a Super Bowl party when Tom Brady came back against Atlanta.
Yeah.
That whole, okay. Well, I'm in this room, and nobody's talking about anything deep. Everyone, it is like, I cannot believe I'm in this room right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm standing back and I'm watching this. But when Tom Brady was marching down and they were on the one or whatever, I'm literally looking at everyone who had no, they had offered no depth, no anything. And then all of a sudden, they're all on the edge of their seats and they're staring at this television and they're putting so much energy into Tom Brady.
Yeah.
and they believed in Tom Brady.
Right.
And my videos back then were, when's the last time you believed in yourself over Tom as much as you believe in Tom Brady, you know? And it was right there. You said, like, people want to, they just don't know they want to. Right.
Right.
But that was powerful. Here's another thing too. So intuitively, again, as I've said, or I think I've said, I did a podcast right before, and I don't know if I said on this one or one before, but like, there's things that I intuitively know just from extrapolating the processes that go on. Cause even shin splints, somebody said that, like, you talk about my shin splints, like they're cancer. The body's healing it the exact same way. There is no divide, right? There's no divide. It's just what you called it, but the body's just trying to adapt, period. So I don't need to be a cancer specialist to know whatever, you know what I mean? Like, this is, but what I've noticed intuitively, what made sense and then confirmed by like the Dr. Tom Collins, my doctor, Dr. Cassie Huckabee, I'm like, is it who she's got people reversing everything? I mean, everything in minimal input. It's all them. And it's such a beautiful thing. That's why she is my doctor. But I've, you know, you've stated, the processes are all the same. Our experiences with whatever it is can glaze over to the other realms, even though you and I haven't had them. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't gone through that experience yet, but we've done these other experiences that are the same processes, the same, from the same beauty and power. Yes. So that's how I wasn't as confident in speaking out. It just, and this is where I kind of stated, disease and sickness don't exist. I've never stated that till now working with Cassie, because I was like, you know what? Something's been going on in my head and it just don't seem to make sense that they exist. Is it how we look at things? Are those words even real words? Oh, I said it like, if you were making a dictionary, would those words be in your dictionary? She's like, no, they're not. And not because we're denying them. Right. They're not real. And I was like, I knew it. And this is coming from someone who's like dealing with those, what they've been called, disease and sickness. Right. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Boom. And that's when I just started spouting it from the rooftops, because I want people to know that and to think that and to see that. Right.
Totally.
And then it's like, well, how do you know? I'm like, honestly, I just knew intuitively, but she's practicing. There's others practicing, very, very, very few, but they are there. And those, in my opinion, should be the medicine men and women of society who you know, get you in like one or two visits to reverse everything, because you're doing the massive amount of work over time. And guess what? You've also acquired the skill sets to just go storming forward. And you'll want to call and schedule appointments just to talk, but she won't need to.
Right.
You'll just want to talk because you love talking, you know?
Dude,
so that's what I think, like, you and I, like, looking at it again as something as simple as a rolled ankle, torn cartilage, frozen. I mean, you name it. Right. The response is exactly the same. And I'm getting excited talking about this because that's the possibility and the potential. Whatever. Right. This is so great to know. Like, we should all be speaking that same language and all coming from the same school, quote unquote. And unfortunately, we're not. And you and I are getting hated by our profession or by our compadres or colleagues, right? And I'm like, I'm done going to seminars and doing all that shit. Like, I'm done, man.
Yeah. Well, dude, and that's the thing. Going back to, you made the comment about when people come in your door and the first thing they start spewing out is all of the different, you know, professionals they've been to. You know, one thing I've experienced with doing 10 years of training is a lot of people, not all, when they come in, they want to tell you what injuries they've had.
Yeah.
They're, as you said, they're kind of almost, what's the word I'm looking for? They're almost, their injuries are what make them who they are, essentially. Yeah. And what's funny is for me, it's going, well, why is it that you haven't even gotten into really anything? And the first thing you're talking, not even about, is like, hey, by the way, I rolled my ankle. It's like, oh yeah, you know, I really, you know, I scratched my arm the other day and I did a weird thing with my knee. Like, I haven't been able to walk right. Like, I think something, you know, and it's great that they're telling me, but it's like, why do we start on that note?
Yeah.
And I always ask the question is this how they speak with other people? You know, so it's kind of getting a gauge, but it's the same thing, is people want to be defined. That's the word, defined by their injuries rather than, and this goes back to your disease and sickness, is, you know, it's perception. It's all perception. And that's the power of the mind, the power of the body, the spirit, the soul, of going, hey, my sickness, this is telling me something. This is a good thing. This is trying to speak to me. And, you know, I always try to take these things that we might say and I go, how do I then bring it back to someone who doesn't think the way we do? Let me ask you a question. When you get hungry and you go, man, I'm hungry. My body's telling me I'm hungry. I can hear it. I can feel it. That's okay. We've all been there. Now, what happens when your body's telling you that it's deprived of sleep? Are you listening? What about when your body's telling you that, you know, you haven't got enough sun? Are you listening? Do you know what that communication is? And we live in a world where it's all about, let's talk about our stuff. Let's talk about our stuff. But when push comes to shove, is, are you listening?
I love it.
You know what I mean? And these are the things I know you tap into all the time. And that's why I just was eager
to cool, man.
Talk to you, man. It's because we're in such a world where it's, let's use our words, but let's not really hear what the other person's saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then bring it back to self. You know,
you'll hear it totally. And you'll hear it out in society. I mean, I'm sure I don't get out much because I just can't stand it. But I'll overhear. I went golfing the other day and I used to do it. And now I'd rather spend 4 hours in a mountain or on the beach than like on a fucking chemical course, like whatever. And I'm just like, it's beautiful, but I just like to ride and hang out with whoever the person is. But the conversations were all, what house do you own? What course did you play? What games did you play on the course? What money was like? All the drunk stories. Okay. All the health ailments. This guy's getting this replaced and his heart gave out and they got cancer and it's all this. And I'm just looking at the sun and listening to a bird. And I used to be very competitive in golf and I was a performer professional athlete. And like there's a professional athlete that I'm driving with and I'm just different now, but I'm like, God, we really love talking about it. I was at a restaurant. I don't go to restaurants, but I was sitting waiting and it was 40 minutes. These two women talking about their pain. Mm-hmm. It gives them something because they just don't have themselves. Like they don't know, like, give me a fucking celebrate. Tell me something that like you celebrated this week, please. You got to have something. Mm-hmm. Or tell me something that scares you, or tell me a movie or a book you read, like something, my God, there's gotta be something else we can talk about. You know how we love to talk about how stats, degenerative or disorders in children, like 50% are like, okay. Cancers are out the ass, like all this stuff. Well, it hit me. I was driving and I'm like, since cancer is a healing response and whatever the disorder is just a healing response. And that's increasing. The healing response of human is increasing because we could be living, you know, more principally, right? So all I'm seeing, they're seeing like death, demise, like, and literally this is just with knowing Cassie, I've looked at it differently. I'm like, holy shit. The healing response of humanity is peaking. Yeah. Damn, that's awesome. Like, that's freaking so great. Now, what if we took that's so great, and then we took that power and we made it even to where we finished healing, and then we were able to, you know what I mean? So it's like, wait, has cancer increased or the healing response increase?
Right.
I like it.
Well, dude, to tap into that, because you got my mind going now, it's understanding that when it's increasing in the masses, right, it's the body is what we call it, the creator or the one or whatever you want to call it. It's speaking that much louder. It's speaking that much louder. It's like the kid who's pulling at your shirt going, mommy, mommy, daddy, my son's 18 months, but you know, when he wants something, he's pulling at my shirt. He's making sounds. That sound just getting louder. It's going, and now it's all the kids, right? Pulling and going like, can you please hear what we need from you?
Yeah.
Trying to give you something in return. And as you nailed it on the head, is because more, I think there's a relationship of, and this is just me, this is that the creator speaking louder to everyone
in
the sense that when you hear the stories about how many people at one point, it was totally fine. And then just dropped dead or it was totally fine. And then all this, well, what is that? That's the body completely not being able to respond. There's no, the communication, if it was there, it was not heard by anyone. It was just kind of a sudden thing, even though it really wasn't sudden, but you get my point.
Right.
But it's when you're hearing these statistics and it's kind of like these lingerings that, you know, it goes back to even, you know, look at how obese people are getting. They can call it mean, But when someone's that obese, that is unhealthy. But think about the resilience of the body, that that body can carry that much weight for some people.
Yeah.
In a way, like, you again, look at it as, yes, they're like, oh, it's healthy, it's great. No, it's not. But think about the resilience the body has just by you not choosing to make that sacrifice.
Right.
I have a saying that I've been saying for a long time is, people who choose an easy life and those who do, like, really push themselves physically, mentally, emotionally, everyone is making a sacrifice. It's just, what sacrifice are you willing to make? Because you can live an easy, simple life, but you're not able to move. You're not able to have certain things. That's the sacrifice you have chosen,
right?
Consciously or unconsciously.
Yeah.
Whereas someone else, right? And that's you nailed it on the head. It's speed.
I love it.
I love it, dude.
Just a different framework, right? And I honestly, it's I'm so grateful to know her. And we were in these groups, and I'm just like, and I put everyone through a cheesecloth. Like, nobody makes it through. Like, nobody, especially a practitioner, is going to have access to my body. Like, you're not getting through this without hours and hours of me just being like, wow, there's not even a tiny fraction of an answer where I was like, oh man, you were good till then. And then you said, it's just like, holy shit. Okay. I want to have access. I'm like, we got to do these house calls, or I want you to look under my hood. I want to fly, you know? And she's like, why not? I mean, literally on my intake forms, reason for coming, I want to fly. And she's like, okay, let's go. You know, like, let's go do the work. You're ready to do the work. My dad and I, you just said it right there. Two polar extremes. This was a man that would have done everything for him to compete as a Major League Baseball player for 26 seasons. Then there's me over here who will do anything to live the greatest life, the highest vibrational life I could possibly, to experience everything this earth is trying to. And we have 15, 16 senses measurable, but we don't have any idea. We're never going to catch up to the humans. So stop. Like, it's infinite, right? So two ends. Now he won't do anything for self because it was for sport. Okay, fine. So he's just totally let himself go. But here's the beauty of why I think he's still around. And you said it. We both, on these two extremes, have this lifestyle of, fuck it. Like, literally, I'm just like going around. I don't have a care in the world about all the things that could damage me because there's no room for it, right? I'm just too busy moving this polarity. The other one, I don't know. Like, what are you doing over there? I'm not going to focus on you. Right. He's over here. Fuck it. Like, I'm just not going to, and I'm going to accept, we've both accepted our fates and are both still alive and whatever happy is, you know, like, I'm content. Like, he, and so it's like somebody would look at him and go, oh, he's sick. He's this. I'm like, not to him. Yeah, like, right. In his, you know, I'm like, so there's something there, right? Like, whatever it is, the scary ones are the ones over here doing what we're doing, but for punishment or guilt or shame or to avoid sickness or to avoid, it's like, and then the one over here doing this and complaining, and they never get it right.
Right.
And all, so many things go.
Right. Also,
I think there's a lesson and there is a story in that. I just don't want to interview or do anything on it, but I'm just observing. I'm like,
hold on, we're freezing up here.
Really a great place.
Hold on 1 second.
Realities, it's so full. Yeah, you're good.
Can you repeat that last part? It broke out a little bit.
Yeah, no. So it's just like both of our realities, they're just so satisfying.
Right.
You know, and like it's so autonomous. Like, it's so ours. And that's why I won't be sad. I have just a different view of death. And this is just why I've leveled up in 2020, man. I mean, I literally, like, even when you mention it, like, and Cassie and I have extensive conversations on this, and even looking at my dad, like, he almost died, you know, months ago. They said he had the virus, all this. Oh, he's got like bladder expression and these healing responses all over, but his spirit's like, I think I want to leave. I kind of want to take off. Like, I love hanging, but you're not doing anything, and I've got some stuff to do, you know what I mean? So when he goes, I was so at peace. I was like, it's his journey,
right?
This is so fantastic. It's like the dog, my neighbor's dog, kept going down to this part of the yard, It was a bulldog, and he's already inbred and sick because we inbreed him for our own entertainment, right? To get the squishy face and the infected face. I'm like, he's inbred as hell. Like, there's no way something would make that because it wouldn't survive, you know? So I'm like, well, and so he was going down to the part of the yard where all the other pets that they've had over 30 years are buried. And he kept bringing them into the living room, and he'd go down there, bring him into the living room. And then he goes in the living room and his stomach turned over on itself, cut off blood flow to the heart. It was like he was passing away, and it was fairly peaceful. But something I looked at, I was like, that's very sad. You know, they lost a pet that they had for 7 years, but the pet knew what it was, where it was going, what was going on. But we try to control and put people in our version of their reality.
Right.
And we brought him into the living room. Now everyone was around. It was Christmas Eve. I get it. But if I'm connected to that living being, and that's what that living being was doing, mm-hmm. I'm going and laying in the bushes with it.
Right.
Assuming it wants me around, you know, and I'm going to hold it and be around where it wants to be as it transitions off. And so I was like, what, you know, everyone's like doing all this stuff, like vitamin C for dad and like all this stuff. I'm like, he doesn't want any of that. Just let him pass. You don't care. And it's like, I care so much. He deserves that. Like this transition. If he wants us there, then let's go there and let's be there. Yeah. If he wants help, he'll ask for it. And so that's why death has just taken such a beautiful shift. We're all going to do it.
Right.
We all experience that. Right. And if we add these chemicals to what we understand, I mean, we don't know, but like what we understand, that there's these releases inside our brain for when that moment happens, I think it's going to be a beautiful thing. You know? I really do. And we should be so lucky to have experienced what we have on this earth, on this plane, on this. And then what's next? Better, in my opinion. But dude, that's what I'm looking at. Like, stop avoiding wrong and bad, and stop even thinking about it. Like, it's not even a thing, you know?
Dude, you're hitting so many points that just so many
Yeah.
And I love it though. That's just because how I talk and think.
Yeah.
That goes to the material world, right? Of, you know, I need to satisfy this material world for that satisfaction, that the response of like, did I live the best life? What do I have in the end? And what do most people say? I think we have a hard time going back to listening. When most people are on their deathbed, they usually say, you know, I just want family. I'm just grateful for the experiences in my life. I'm, you know, like there's all these things. It's not about the car, the money, the boats. It's, I wish I would have spoken to my son, or I wish I spoken to my brother, or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's these things. It's these relationships. It's experiences with self and others. And when we look at the material, right, it's the right and the wrong. It's the positive and negative charge. And I've been talking to obviously a lot of people who talk more zodiac and things like that. It's all really great stuff, but it goes to show you this idea of we have about the negative is a connotation we have, and then the positive, we have a mindset. And same thing with life and death. And the thing is when we understand that it's all cyclical and we need it all, you start to understand the power that negative charge, we'll call death, supports the positive charge, which we call, you know, we can call life. Or to be honest, you can actually differ the two, to be honest, because the degradation of the vessel, it's actually an increasing of the soul, it's time, it's wisdom, all those things. So, and this is the for me is when you, same thing, have that mindset of going, you know, obviously I want to try to experience as much life here as I can, but let me look at it from the sense of electricity and charge of going, what am I going, as you said, leveling up to that next journey, because this is my belief. And you know, people can disagree. I believe the spirit, the soul has been here so many times to find itself to that place, is not to praise Jesus, but to do as Jesus did, as he said himself, you know, and this is the point is going to that place where you have gotten the soul into that sense of purity. And when you allow and appreciate that, it's that, okay, well, when I get to the end, whenever that may be, I don't want it to be tomorrow. It's not my decision. I'm going to let the world do it for me. I'm going to let the universe, the system.
Right.
What energy, what charge can I bring into that next place?
Right.
And this is, you know, that's a whole nother conversation of why a lot of people.
I know.
But this is what you said, going back to the human potential. and people wanting to hold on to their own material memories of people. Obviously, you don't want people, it's hard sometimes to see people go, but when they're in a place of they're so tired and exhausted and they're cool, as you said, it's just being able to go, well, let me give as much of that energy with them on that moment to hopefully just have that carry with them. Because yeah. we hold it in memorabilia, right? We hold it in, we literally hold frequency resonance in memorabilia of like, this yeah. was my dad's, or this was my mom's, or this was
right. Right.
And right. So that's what you see in movies all the time. It's like, that's the essence of what is the reality of that in their mind of what makes that matter.
Sure.
But right. If there was something that happened and it's gone, what do you have? It's, you have this, you know, you can literally go back to those moments and reconnecting with it. But you know, this is what's hard is people hear this and they go, oh, this is hippy dippy, but going
nah.
the movies is, you see it in the movies all the time and you get people's emotional attachments to it. I literally made a children's movie that I pitched to Nickelodeon and yeah. I did all this stuff. And it was all about this. And I, you know, it was one of those things that just, in my opinion, it was like a download. It just came into my senses and I
yeah,
just,
hell yeah.
And it was all about, you know, quick story, child who has this, he lives in this alternative reality in his mind, his dream world. And what ends up happening is as he starts to get older and, you know, the world kind of takes over him, the programming, he loses that sense of connection with his imagination. And it's almost like he hasn't showed up in a long time. And it's all these cool adventures, all this stuff. What ends up happening is this, when he's older, one of his dad's gone, all these things, you find out that he's kind of like totally different kid, right? He's kind of to himself, loner,
yeah.
doesn't like talking to kids. Happens, he gets in an accident, gets into a coma, in a not a gruesome way, but he gets basically stuck in his imagination because he's in this. Because he's in a coma, and what happens is he has to go to the subconscious in order to find his way out of the portal, basically. So what ends up happening is he has to reconnect with self in his, in the logistic and in the right brain and the left brain in order to come to peace with some of the things that have kept him basically trapped away from his imagination of who he is. And so this is the thing is, and I know these things make a lot of money and that emotional attachment. Because you can go see Inside Out. You can go see all those other animated films. They're doing the same thing.
Sure, sure, sure.
You feel it. And so for those who may think, oh, you know, you're getting out there. I'm like, nah, I literally write movies about this stuff. And
yeah,
I know it sells.
Damn.
So, you know, like I said, this is something that I'm very passionate about. And I hear it in you and when you're talking.
Yeah.
And I love everything about that. I don't know if there's anything you wanted to add or.
No, dude, this is crazy. It sells because people want it, right? That's what you're saying. Like they don't know they want it, but they want it. Mm-hmm. And it's clear because of box office and
yep.
remember, like all that. So that's why my accounts and my draw have exploded. And I'm like, I'm literally all I'm doing is just living and I'm just posting me living.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what do you make money off t-shirts,
right?
Self-capitalizing, like it's so again, they want it,
right?
What do they want? And they'll even DM me, they're like, I don't even know, I'm just drawn to your videos now. Okay, I'm naked or I'm this, but not even those. Like some of the most potent ones are the ones where I'm just staring in the camera, just mm-hmm. going, or I'm just posting me laying with a cat, and right. everyone's just like,
oh. Right,
it's like, dude. They want that. They just don't know they want that. And that's what I'm trying to show is I'm just living. Even Elle McPherson has become a friend of mine, dude. And she's just like, your way of life is addictive. And I'm like,
yeah,
wow, there's something there. There's something there. There's like a lesson. There's a bigness there that has nothing to do with me.
Right.
But because all I'm doing is a human. I'm just the human ride, right? I'm doing nothing new. I've invented nothing. I'm creating nothing. It is literally just bringing back all these things we have access to. But you're right. Like people want it. They don't even know they want it. And that's why some of the people that lash out, take the time to lash out. I'm like,
right.
wow. And yeah. I'll creatively spin it, you know, somehow instead of, or if it's really harsh and whatever, I will block you. Cause you're in like yeah. my party at my right, house. Right. And like, I just don't even want that. Yeah. But, wait, you said one more thing. Damn it. What'd you end with?
just going back to self, and you have to go deeper within. You have your creativity, the being basically trapped, and then this is what people want at the box office.
Damn it, I don't know. It's all. Well, one, this isn't it, but I love that you're. There's power in movies. I know that people are like their brain. I'm a cinephile to the max, dude. Like I don't watch TV. I watch movies. I will always have a movie playing, and I'm drawn to the 80s scripts.
Yeah.
Oh, the 70s, like way when they were simple, the acting, like the music, it was just so like not distracted by all this stuff. It was just there. And I just, the messages were so pure, and I don't know, like 80s, 70s, 60s, earlier, some of the 90s, but then they started shifting into certain things. I'm like, oh man, like, this is just too much, you know? But independent films.
Yeah.
Like those I'm drawn to. My two top favorites, Contact is my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, oh my God. And then an independent alongside that, similar story, is Clara, C-L-A-R-A.
I haven't seen that one.
It's fantastic. And then Origins, I believe it's called. Is another one. And then Phenomenon with John Travolta, where he sees a light from space and it knocks him over. And then he has all these powers like TK and all this other things. And I won't spoil it, but it's a power of like why we're here. Like the human journey. I mean, I almost use my DVDs. So I'm old school. I got DVDs still. Right.
Mm.
And I'll flip through them. And it's almost like, I don't even know. I'll flip through and it's just something stands out. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but it's like my meal, right? Like, what am I hungry for? I don't know. And I put it in and then I'll go. And it's like reading The Alchemist or reading David White's Essentials. Every time I read them, they're different. Right. And every time I see this movie, I'm like, holy crap. But I really do love getting into, and everyone's like, you think everything that happens in movies could happen in life? I'm like, yeah, I do. I really do.
Well, if anyone ever asks anything, just say, you can let them know, and this isn't me making stuff up, majority, if not everything, goes back to the Zodiac, hands down. When you understand the Zodiac, every single movie, especially at those top levels, they're telling you how the Zodiac works. And this goes back to what you're saying about even just how you as an individual, people are so drawn to your life.
Right.
It's because what you're doing, you know, from my experiences, and maybe you can hear this, you're showing and embodying and reconnecting with the system that we live in, this battery or whatever you want to call it. It's more than a battery, but you're allowing yourself to be back in the system. Because as I just spoke with the other day, Benjamin Balderson is incredible knowledge in regards to cosmology and batteries and building, homesteading, all these things. He was talking, because he's a heathen, he was talking about, because he believes in Odin and Thor and Loki and that heathen culture.
Okay.
That Odin's only mistake was essentially when Loki killed a beaver, I believe it was, and they brought it to someone's home, he ended up killing the son. It wasn't a beaver, it was a transforming child that he killed this man's son.
Okay.
How are you going to repay me? And usually it's like repaying somebody, like, hey, we'll work your fields until your son would have died naturally, or all these things to show.
Yeah.
And what Odin did was he said, we'll pay you basically in gold. And this goes to the material mindset of the material takes you away from being within the system, right? And this is where we see a lot of people, it's connected to this fiat or this.
Interesting. Yeah. And
so what you're doing, what I'm constantly trying to do myself, is getting back to nature. That's what it is. Just getting back to nature. And it's anyone. It's not the person who, you know, has, you know, goes in on a hike just to take the pictures. It's doing it every day, living it and experiencing it and expressing it. And so this is what, going back to the innate connection, what I believe in intuition is God speaking, just my opinion, is that feeling of loud. He's saying, like, this is you too. This is you, or this. This is you, could have this as well. And so this is part of that symbiosis with nature. that you're essentially all it is just having this symbiotic relationship. You're giving back to nature and it's giving to you in plentiful, you know, and this is what people are can't grasp, or they choose not to grasp, is that when you understand how you're, you know, how this is, when you understand your perception of the world, that's going to drastically change your reality in one way or the other. I take my son on a walk. I see dandelions. I see chives. I think food. I think food is sitting in abundance around me. Someone thinks weeds. Do you see it? That simple. And, you know, I see sun. I see literally energy. I see food, ingestion of natural food. Yeah. And then some sunburn. You know, and then you understand this,
right?
This is all this connecting with movies, and these they're speaking these things in many ways, and we don't even, a lot of people can't comprehend it, which is understandable. It's a lot to ingest, but when you, and I ask for anyone listening, feel that intuition of this feels like this is my story, because it is your story. They're just adding other pieces to it in order to make you entertained, get you away from that intuition and just follow the entertainment. You know what I mean? So I'm with you. And that's what has drawn me as movies.
Sure.
When I grew up, we had, my stepdad's a huge cinephile, and we had like cases of VHSs. So he had a book his last name's Hack. So it's called Hackbusters instead of Blockbusters. So we would like, as a kid, I'd be sitting in my room, just going through like hundreds and hundreds of movies, and multiple movies were on these VHSs. Yep. So I'd watch these, and it wasn't about like, you know, at the time I didn't think I wanted to make movies, but I was like, what made this movie draw me? And these are like adult films, like, you know, but good movies.
That right.
You know what I mean? So I'm with you totally. But anything, I know you went on a spiel there, but anything that stood out or anything you want to add, or I know there's a lot.
Just one more thing again, my transition, not only in viewing, you know, the healing response in people, but again, my world, I'll see pelicans surfing waves, and that's just intelligence and like this greater power. And then I was rooted in the ocean the other night, and it was sunset, and I started crying because one, I felt so tiny, and I was so grateful to be able to be allowed here. Like, that's what I had kind of said, like felt like, and then the bigness of the sun being a finger's width off the horizon and the ocean just calm and open right in front of me. I was like, that power though is inside me too. So now I have this big role. So I went from being tiny and thank you so much to, oh my gosh, this power is inside. I've got a role here in myself. And then also, and it was bawling and was like, dude, this is awesome. And it wasn't like bawling because my brother or bawling, because it was just like overwhelmed with the experience of that. And then the other day I was hiking, and I saw dandelions, and I pulled them right out of the ground and shoved them in my mouth. Like, it was dirt and all, man, like fantastic. The leaves, the roots, just, and I want to get better at that, at being able to forage for herbs that are local. They're just all around us, you know?
Everywhere.
Yeah. So anyway,
that's awesome, man. And I think for anyone listening, more often than not, you're experiencing it. We're all experiencing it. And for those who think, you know, who don't agree with me or don't agree with you, understand though, we, at the end of the day, we kind of all want the same shit. We want everyone to do well. And this is why I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And just because I can feel that, I sense that. And that's where, but we're so stuck. Yeah. We have to agree on every point, or then we don't agree at all. And it's like, nah, man, it's not it at all. It's about, dude, you can learn so much from so many people. And more importantly, from yourself, just by being with self, being present, listening to your body, you know what I mean? And having, maybe having someone there to facilitate that and be like, hey, follow that intuition, or hey,
you talk said, about that.
Right. Yeah. Kind of like, hey, you know, go explore that a little more. Dude. Yeah, man. I love it. And I don't want to keep you anymore, but is there any kind of last little thing you want to add, or, you know?
So I think, So I think with people moving forward, one, we don't have any idea. We can't predict. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or in weeks or months or years, right? And right now, everyone's panicking on the story. And we've become experts in very bad things. And all I want people to try to do is just take this opportunity of what the world is experiencing right now, which is a traumatic event, But with every trauma, the wiring is set to be greater than that. The healing is greater than the trauma. We'd never be here.
Oh yeah.
So we're wired for anything that we can't even imagine happening. Like we're wired for it.
Mm-hmm.
And just right now, everybody wants to protest. They want to write a thing about masks. They want to watch the television. They want to do all this stuff. I'm all fine with that. But do the personal work.
Mm-hmm.
Do something today. I've broken it down into 8 essentials, but it's like, do something today that is different or more stimulating or something challenging than it was yesterday. Something small. And just keep doing that work on yourself, because no matter where you sit on this polarity or whatever you're believing or whatever, the human's ability to adapt to the environment is why we're here. Yeah. And that's, I don't care if you believe in help from this system or in autonomy from the, like it, right. Either way, you're only here because your ability to adapt. Yep. Like we're all humans. No matter what anybody believes or the choices they want to make or it's or what they're feeling. But bottom line, if you want to take action in self, address self, sit with self, there's nothing wrong with you loving the shit out of yourself. Right. I get called a narcissist because of my love of the power inside me. I'm like, narcissist? And like the people that want to like do themselves better so they could help others, it's narcissism. I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't. So unabashed, unapologetic, unedited, don't filter yourself, just 100,000% be the greatest, loudest, grittiest, most resilient, nourished, sunbathed, well-meditated, connected, aware human you could possibly be every single day, just in little fractions. That's it. That's all. That is what will help me, help coach here.
Yeah.
Help anybody else. And that's our role. That's what we're doing. And that's what will help create that new earth for you, your perception of it. But we just can't predict what's coming. We don't know. Nobody knows. Everyone acts like nobody knows anything. Right. Just we don't know anything. Right. But what we do know is that our hearts are beating. Our bodies want to heal and adapt. There is a force inside of us. Connects us to outside. Connects us to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Just acknowledge that and do what you can to facilitate that. And that's all. That's all I want. Just people to understand that the power, there's more power in their hands than they think.
I agree wholeheartedly, man. And yeah, I in my own world, I simply tell myself when I feel these the concerns kicking in or just the intensity, yeah. I just have to remind myself, I know my heart and I know my intentions. And that's all I need for me to simplify it and go, that's all I can do.
That's it.
But dude, I love it, man. And I really appreciate your time. Yeah. Where can we find you, man?
So I'm a part of a nonprofit actually, and I've been promoting that. Healthfreedomforhumanity.org. Alex Zek and Ali Zek and I started it. There's a good number of us, 20 or so of us, and we're just fighting for your health and medical freedoms. We're grassroots, we're just getting started, we're getting organized, trying to go through the growing pains of this thing and try to collect the individuals. But it's again, just you could find all our personal pages through that, but that's the higher me right now, and what I'm fighting for is humanity through that. And support us any way you feel. Reach out to, always reach out. We're always getting back to people, and I will get back to you if you DM me. You know this.
Yeah.
I get back to, like, everyone's like, oh my God, I didn't expect a message. Why'd you send a message? Like,
yeah.
What the hell? You know, I'm like, you're a human being. You sent me a message. It wasn't hate. And you asked a question. There you go. You know,
for that, you know, being that we're in a world where people don't respond, it is, I do admire it. And I know others do. Just again, it connects to people that much more, whether or not it's answering the question the way you want it or not, it's at least there's communication. But
yeah,
I'll put it in the show notes just so that way people can see it and
love it.
I give a link. But dude, thank you again for your time, man. You know, hopefully, you know, when you got more, we could chat again. I loved talking
Hell
with
yeah.
you. Such a good time, man.
Dude, you got to give me maybe a list of movies that you kind of know my or that you think I should know as a human.
Yeah.
As me, you've gotten to know me a little bit. Like maybe like a top 3, top 5, whatever. You're like, ooh, these would be, assuming I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'll do my best because based
on message. Yeah.
I'll definitely put a list together just to see, because based off of what you're saying, man, I'll be like, oh dude, I've seen that. Oh shit, I haven't seen that one. I'm like, I feel like I will start talking about a movie and it'd be like, I'm like, oh, there's a movie with that one guy, John Travolta, Michael, 1999.
Right.
It was made in, it came out November 2nd. I'm like, okay.
I have seen that.
Yeah. But I'll put a list together for you, man. But
I'm always down. Yeah.
Awesome, brother. Well, dude, thank you again. And for all those watching, go check them out at healthfreedomforhumanity.org. And let's just keep being humans and connecting. Awesome, man. All right, dude. We'll see y'all soon.